Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
What's up, everybody? Happy Tuesday. Junkies coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan. You can check us out on NBC Sports Washington on the TV side. Presented by Crop Metcalf. They are the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. Looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber? Just visit CropMetcalf.com to join their team. We thank you for tuning in this Tuesday morning, June 22nd, 2021. I'm John Paul Flame, joined by Eric Bickle, still in Bethany Beach.
Good morning.
Good morning. And Jason Bishop.
Yeah, what's up?
Here in the lovely studios at 1015 Half Street. Got the boys behind the glass. Drabby t-shirt. And look who's back. It's Matt Valdez. What's up?
Hey, good morning.
Hey, Matt.
Rested
Myers.
And relaxed?
Oh, yeah. I think I've used up all of my vacation time, but it's well worth it.
Really?
I got no
days left?
I got to check my days.
Okay.
You know what?
I'm glad I haven't burned all
Where
mine.
Where can you check your days? I have no clue.
The Odyssey work thingy, majig. You got to click a couple buttons and it'll show you how many you have left.
Usually I just look at my calendar. Yeah. You know, my old calendar. But JP, do you keep a digital calendar? No.
Every once in a while. I mean, not really. I mean, like if I have an appointment, like occasional. I'm probably like 30% that I put something in my phone, but mine's not synced up with like my wife or anything.
With your family, yeah.
Nah.
I can't believe I work with probably three guys, and none of them in 2021 really use like a digital calendar.
No, but I would say this.
Shocking.
You
I'm
know,
pretty
I know.
Confident that I'm better remembering my appointments than you are, even though you have a digital calendar.
Well, so like, for example, I have a urologist appointment in October. Mm-hmm. You right. remember that?
No, I wouldn't necessarily. That one I would probably put on my phone, yeah. Or they'll remind
but
you
they're gonna remind
the day
you.
Before.
They're going to text you and email you just to remind
true,
you.
True, yeah. True. But also, like, I know at my house, like, Dee needs to know where I am. Like, she needs to know as far as getting kids where they need to be, you know what I mean? Like, if I'm going to play golf, I have to put it on the calendar.
Yeah.
So she knows, okay, well, I have to drive so-and-so, you know what I mean?
I've got the paper calendar in my office. That's what
all
I
right.
have.
All right, well, that...
got a paper calendar right there, and I got a pen on top of it. Anytime my wife says something,
maybe
going
I'm
on,
the outlier. Maybe I'm the outlier. Drabby, do you with you and Sarah? Do you guys have digital calendar? I mean, you know, like Google Calendar, like everyone else in the world, or
no, never.
And I'm sure Valdez doesn't.
I definitely have a calendar.
You have a digital. That's how you because you're very organized.
Yeah, it's in my Google Calendar.
So you just right. keep it on the phone.
Yeah, that way I don't forget. I try not to forget about. Stuff I have coming up.
We got a right, calendar right. on the fridge.
Right.
That's about it. Old school.
Paper calendars, man. That's
four out of six are basically like Cro-Magnon people.
I mean, I got the Google Calendar stuff for work here, and I find it kind of annoying, to be honest.
Yeah. Yeah. I've just been muscled into it, you know, years ago, so we all know where everyone is.
Yeah,
but anyway,
I have one thing that I've written down on my calendar for the next 3 months. I mean, I just. Because, you know, whatever calendar I have, if this is Google, whatever, has dots for certain things. And you'd think they're appointments, but, like, I just clicked on a dot. It's Yom Kippur. It's already I didn't enter that. You know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
So it's mostly what they've already generated, not what I have. I have one thing because I set up like a 50th birthday coming up in a month for two of our friends.
Yeah.
That we're doing kind of a combined 50th birthday. So that's the only dot that I'm responsible
for.
Well,
we have.
And I don't even need that because I know it's Saturday, July 17th.
Well, I don't. See, I need that. We have every kid's activity on the calendar. Like maybe Jason does that on his paper.
I do.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
I don't even do that. Well, but like, I don't have the level of activities. I mean, my little one now does swim team every day. My middle one, I coach flag football. That's easy. It's Saturdays.
Mm-hmm.
Saturdays. That's it. There's no practices during the week. And then, you know, I mean, Kelsey's 20. She's kind of like on her own.
Well, it's just repetition. My memory's good. Well, it's bad for most things. I can barely remember what I had for lunch yesterday. But Eric texted me yesterday about a week in August because
maybe swap with
because his daughter's going up to Cornell. He's going to move her into Cornell, but that's the same week I'm moving my daughters, plural, into Tech, and I just know the dates,
right?
So he wants to swap out somehow. I don't know. We're gonna have to figure something out on that.
It's fine.
I probably don't need the whole week. I just don't know what day or days she's moving in yet.
As I told you in a text, it's not critical. You know, I'll figure it out.
I can always do a Comrex from the inn at Virginia Tech.
Well, right. That's what I'll do. So
we'll figure it out. I think those days are over.
And Valdez will figure it out.
The Comrex shows.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
It's not going to be for me because I got a lot of traveling. So,
Drabby, why do you say that? What happened yesterday?
I just think they need to be turned back in. Just think the priority needs to be guys in studio doing shows and doing good shows.
I have a lot of travel in the fall. It'll be a showdown because I have a lot of traveling
be an issue
in the fall.
There, tell you
yeah.
that.
Yeah, I have a lot of traveling.
That's where Drab has to put on his assistant program director pants on.
Yeah,
and there'll be a showdown.
Yeah, there'll be a showdown.
I don't know. I don't know where
save those vacation days.
I don't know where this is coming from, but I'm just hearing about it for the first time.
Yeah, there'll be a showdown.
Well, I mean, look, if you've got two guys who have to be away at the same time, I know we don't like doing the two-man shows. Why can't you just, kind of an emergency route, have someone do a Rex Chapman?
Of course.
Drabby?
Because then everything's an emergency.
No, I mean, look.
Bad precedent is what he's saying.
We're at totally different stages of our lives with our kids going into college. You just don't understand. You just got to be flexible.
It's not that I don't understand that. It's not that I'm making the rules here. I'm following the lead.
Oh, you're getting that from somebody else.
Well, I'm not. There hasn't been a mandate or anything. I just think we're in a fight for ratings improvement and survival and to do better.
Oh, okay.
Hey, listen, buddy.
Why do you think that one guy being in Bethany Beach for a couple days affects the ratings?
Does not.
I mean, I can't imagine.
It does not. It's just.
It does not make sense.
It's silly.
I mean, especially in the fall because it'll be all Washington football talk. So the ratings are going to go up naturally. Doesn't matter if four guys are all over the country or if they're all in one room. I wouldn't think. Drabby.
Well, they didn't last year.
I know, but last year was a little different. Come on.
Yeah. I'll be back Thursday, Friday. Don't worry. Relax. Then I am going to legit be on vacation.
Yeah.
But
where's Cakes?
I'm not here for
the week. Is Cakes on
vacation? He's on staycation because he's going to Kiwa Island in July. But right. Valdez was on vacation and he was in another golf paradise, right?
Yeah, Pinehurst, the mecca of golf. If you're serious about golf, I don't know why you're not taking a trip down there.
Did you double down on your hole in ones?
No, I did. Although I did.
Trip.
Although I did come close at Tobacco Road on the first time down there or the first round down there. But Jason, all I thought about is how much Jason would love it, how much Eric would hate it with the amount of golf that you're doing.
I would like it, but my body couldn't handle it.
Well, the final day we played number three, which is like a shorter course, but it's very similar to number two in terms of the greens and everything. And by that Sunday, when we played in the morning, I thought about Eric a lot because I reached my quota for bendovers.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
My body
couldn't. No, it wasn't my back. It was more so my legs and my calves. Like, I couldn't rotate.
How many rounds did you get in?
We got 6 rounds in 4 days.
It's incredible.
6 and 4, yeah.
I mean, it was.
So you played 36 twice. Yes. Day.
Yes. To me, that's more than mental.
I couldn't do that. That was brutal.
I couldn't, like, we, and plus the last day it rained down there, so it was cart path only.
Mm-hmm.
So I just, my body.
A lot of walking.
My body couldn't take it anymore.
But, yeah, but 6 rounds in 4 days, that's a lot.
But the best part was I saw Brett on Sunday night.
Nice.
Nice.
So he says hi. He's doing very
well. How far away is Greenville from Pinehurst?
From Pinehurst, it's about an hour and a half-ish.
Okay, so did you trek to Greenville, or did he come to Pinehurst?
No, no, no. We went to Greenville.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
And then, so...
You brought your whole crew over there?
No, no, no. It was just me and my buddy Jack.
Mm. Oh, sweet.
And so we stayed the night in Greenville. Just, I mean, we're that close to Brett, might as well just go see him.
Right.
So did you do the bit of hitting the Greenville haunts? Now, the thing is it's summertime there, so there's not a whole lot going on.
No, trust me, we didn't go out there looking to party it up. I just wanted to go see Brett.
Yeah.
So
how's Brettsky Barbecue doing?
He's doing very well.
You know, he's still, in my contacts, he's still Brettsky Barbecue.
he's butt skinny now, too.
I mean,
it's very weird.
What is he doing? Is he just not eating?
He's doing the
Nicholson 36-hour fasting.
I think he does workout videos.
And he does, like, his workout videos. But it's just so weird because Brett is a big fish in a little pond down there.
Yeah.
Oh, he's a superstar.
He's a rock star.
Yeah.
Yeah. I've always noticed that. Anytime I visit him,
it was weird because, you know, we're talking and, you know, and we're having conversation, and then he just gets interrupted every 5 minutes by somebody that wants to come shake his hand.
Yeah, he's a superstar.
He could run. I think they've tried to get him to run for mayor.
He could run for mayor.
Yeah.
He'd
win for sure.
Definitely.
I mean, who would want that to be the worst job in the history of the world?
I think he has enough on his plate besides being mayor of Greenville. He's the unofficial mayor of Greenville.
Did you see what happened with the mayor's aide in New York City yesterday on the street 2 o'clock in the afternoon?
No.
Oh, he was stabbed about 50 times.
Where was this?
It's in New York City. Most dangerous city in the world.
Every city's crime's gone up so much.
I know, but I couldn't believe it. It was 2 o'clock in the afternoon. It's right there on, you know, on street cameras. The guy who's working for the mayor, a guy who's running for mayor, I'm sorry. He was just stabbed, attacked and stabbed. Just crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, so Brettsky Barbecue, doing good.
But it was an awesome trip. I mean, Pinehurst is silly, nighttime golf.
So basically, how many golf courses did they have on the property?
They have nine. They have nine total courses at Pinehurst.
And
then they have 10,000 courses next to it.
How many times did Valdez get hammered on the trip, and how many tins of
I went through four tins of Grizzly, okay. And then, I mean, it was the perfect recipe because you would golf all day, then you'll come home, and then have yourself a drink while you're watching the U.S. Open at night, and then it was rinse and repeat every single day.
What's the drive down there, about
four and a half hours? It's nice. Really not bad.
I've been told that Pinehurst is great, and... Actually, my buddy Matt Carlin, who owns the Circa right down in the street, he's going to be down there July 1st to the 7th because his son Drew is just a stud junior golfer, and he's playing in some tournament down there.
Nice.
And he says, we got to get down here. I said, yeah, I know. I got to get it on the calendar.
What's the total cost?
Drabby won't let me do Comrec shows.
So what's the total cost like at Pinehurst? Like, what's the greens fees?
Well, we made out very well.
There must
because
be a hookup. There's got to be a hookup.
Yes,
somewhere.
Because we ended up, through a listener, we were playing with some members out there every couple of days. So, like, we play, you know, Pinehurst number 9 for $88.
Oh.
And that's, you know, that's ridiculously cheap.
Yeah.
But, like, if you went out down there to play number 2, you're paying about
400.
You're paying about $450.
Yeah.
Wow.
And that's without tipping your caddy and everything.
Yeah. I mean, it's like going to Pebble. I mean, Pebble's probably more expensive than that, but, you know, you add the greens fee plus the caddy, it's got to be in the 6 range.
Wow.
I know. It's crazy. Some of those crazy
golf courses.
That's
why I play the county courses.
Yeah, the munis.
I'll play the county courses. I don't have the rich hookups, the country clubbers.
You could if you wanted.
Yeah.
It's just embarrassing.
You could go down there and play, but you got to set it up through a member and everything, and it's kind of a rigmarole. But if you're saving 50% on your green fees to go play Pinehurst, it's worth it.
Yeah, it's not worth it when I play, like, I don't know, five to ten times a summer and shoot 105.
It's not worth it for you. Yeah, it would be just a waste of money.
I've only gotten worse over the years.
It's a waste of money for guys.
I told you, that's what happens with golf. Golf is a game where, you know, when you're in, actually, Valdez is kind of in that peak age where, you know, you don't have kids, you can play as much as you want, you get better, and then kids start happening, and then it's hard to get out there. Yeah. And then each time you play, you get a little bit worse, and you harken back to when you used to be decent.
It takes up your time.
And then next thing you know, you're playing once a month, and your game's horrible.
Yeah, I was never even that good, but I was a low 90s guy. Now I struggle to break 100. Yeah. Struggle. But I play an easy course.
But I was sending Eric pictures, trying to make them all jealous. But, you know,
it didn't make me jealous, but I was glad that you were happy.
Hey, Valdez is on track for the senior tour. It didn't happen for EB, but it still could happen for Valdez.
What are you talking about? It's not over. There are still guys on a senior tour at 51.
I know, but it's over for you because you're not good enough.
My summary is
I might change.
My summary is Pinehurst is silly. Yeah. That's my summary.
But I was thinking about this the other day. You did play at Torrey, right?
Yeah, I played at Torrey. I played North and South.
So which of the two do you like better?
Pinehurst. I didn't play number two.
Yeah.
Torrey's probably the best and hardest course I've ever played.
Really?
Yeah. South, not north.
Mm-hmm.
North, I kind of balled on.
Inside golf.
That was cool. He had his little golf trip. He deserved it. Guy worked hard through the pandemic.
Got to take a break. Phone number you want to chime in throughout the show is 800-636-1067. You can call us on the Gambit DC listener lines. Bet, play, win with Gambit DC, brought to you by the DC Lottery. You can also text us at the same number, 800-636-1067, on the Thompson Creek Windows text machine. Standard message and data charges may apply, and tweet us at Junks Radio. Got our pal Rick Snyder jumping on at 7 o'clock. Gary Parrish covers college hoops. Analyst for CBS Sports will join us at 9, and John Schumann, advanced stats writer for NBA.com, will join us at 9:20. That's all right here on the Junkies.
Oh, it's such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Welcome back, Junkies on 106.7 The Fan. We are live on NBC Sports Washington. Later in the show, coming up at 9:45, we'll close out the show, give you a chance to win some tickets to go see Sebastian Maniscalco at MGM National Harbor.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe their first show back at MGM National Harbor, and he will just clean up. I went to his last show with my wife, I guess a couple years ago there, and had a blast. He came on the show before. I think he was okay on the show, but he's fantastic on the stage.
Well, he knows how to work an audience. I've certainly seen videos of him before. Yeah,
he's
no
so
question
good.
About that.
And when is that show at the Harbor?
July 22nd.
Okay, it's coming up.
It's a Thursday night, and I just remember sitting there, and I was kind of doing the math because, ticket prices, they vary. But I was like, let's just go with like $100 a pop. And I didn't know exactly how many seats there were at MGM National Harbor. But he had to have cleared like $100K that night.
Oh, I'm sure.
Because he did two shows. And I think he's doing two shows, a 7 o'clock show and a 10 o'clock show. He just does the 7. You know, he's done like at 8:30. Gets like an hour and a half break. Rinse, repeat. Boom, back out there at 10.
I still don't get it. It's always been my issue with comedians. And I'm sure if I was making millions a year, I'd suck it up. But just to keep doing the same jokes, like... You know, you do the same joke at 7 that you did 8:30.
Yeah, but you always say you'd love to be a rock star. They do the same songs.
Yeah, there's a little more flexibility maybe in that. But there's something different about a song than a joke.
Mm-hmm.
Because a joke is really only good the first time you hear it,
yeah,
I
but
think.
You get new people to laugh every time. It's like, think about the rush he probably gets when the entire room of thousands of people
are laughing at
they're
you.
Completely
yeah, but
laughing.
I would just feel like a loser. Like, I'm just telling the same joke over and over.
I don't know.
For me,
it
doesn't work for me.
Chris Rock feels like a loser when he goes from town to town.
Those guys.
Don't we go through the Washington football team schedule 5 times a year?
Yeah, but I have a different take on it every time.
Because free agency, draft, it changes.
Maybe. I don't like... they're doing the exact same routine, essentially.
You know how many times JP's brought up the segment, how do you tip your carry out?
Yeah.
It's evergreen, baby.
Yeah, maybe I know. And those are the worst, right? I mean, when we do the same segment 100 times, you know, over 25 years.
Well...
in my opinion.
It might be old for us, but the listeners might... like it, you know, you get new listeners. And
I've heard you complain about every trip basically that you've ever gone on, from Turks and Caicos to Myrtle Beach.
Hold on. That's a different. I don't want to get caught up in the weeds, but a general complaining, you know, every trip is different. You have different things or whatever. I'm talking about repeating the same joke.
I know, but he gets what he's trying to get, which is the laugh. That's
I'm
what
just
all comedians
saying,
are shooting for.
Right. I'm just saying it doesn't work for me. You want it to work for me. I'm telling you it doesn't work for me. Now, if they paid me $10 million a year, sure, I get over it. But I think it's different than playing a song. You know, a joke is all about surprise, right? And you don't see it coming.
I think Bickle's a little on edge this morning.
A little on edge.
I think it's because Drab, you told him he can't do Rex Chapman shows anymore.
I didn't say that.
No, Drab just has to trust me professionally. I'm professional. I was, you know, I don't know. I don't know what's up his butt.
I don't make those decisions. Nothing's up my butt.
Well,
I just like to make it awkward.
No.
Glad you're back.
I'm sure you are.
Glad who's back?
Jason. You're talking about me.
Jason.
So I'm trying to make it. Because I'm pushing buttons. I'm just pushing buttons.
Oh.
I'm still trying to figure out your hat.
Steampunk? Yeah,
what's that all about?
It's a company. It's an IT software company.
He's worn that before, I think.
Does a lot of government contracting. My buddy Matt Warren owns it. It's in Tyson's, and my daughter's doing an internship this summer.
Got you.
Nice. Well, I wanted to bring up that this morning I was rocked when I saw that this coach, I don't want to say name or anything because, you know, privacy issues, but a coach who was in, you know, at a school where my daughter was recruited to play volleyball died at 33.
Wow.
And, you know, I totally recognized the person.
Head coach?
No, an assistant. Oh, okay. I totally recognized the person. But it's one of those deals where, you know, in the obituary, they don't put the cause of death. And so all you do is then speculate, you know, which I'm not going to speculate on air. But it just, you know, it just makes you crazy and you feel awful for the person. But it's almost worse when they don't put the cause of death.
Well, is it public?
You know what I mean? In general.
Is it public or you just found out it's
private? Yeah, I just don't want to. I don't want to speculate about a person's death, you know, on air. You know what I mean? Like,
put
their name and add insult to injury. But it's just like anytime you see, you know, just you think the worst, you know, I don't know. It's just awful all the way around.
I
get the death out at 628, but like 33 years old. So that's what rocks you. You know what I mean?
I'm thinking heart attack.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I again, Jason, I don't want to. That's the last thing I want to do is speculate.
Yeah, okay.
But
well, you brought it up. I just threw it
out
there.
I know.
Usually, I mean, if it wasn't a tragic accident, you know, cause it's probably something like a heart attack, or hopefully it wasn't COVID, but.
No, we'll see. I mean, I think of other things, but I mean, it could be a heart attack, I suppose.
Yeah.
But anyway, it's just when you see someone at 33 pass, it's just very, I don't know.
Oh, it's alarming. Kinda,
it's kind of jarring, especially when you recognize the person, you see the person around.
Yeah.
Anyway.
What did you guys think of Carl Nassib coming out yesterday and announcing that he's openly gay now? He's the first active NFL player to come out as gay.
I think it's great for him.
28 years old. He played with Trace McSorley at Penn State, so Trace, uh-huh. Trace knows him very well.
Good player.
Yeah. I've never talked to Trace about him or, you know, about his sexuality, obviously, but I'm wondering if they kind of knew something was going on in Penn State, but he's out officially as of yesterday on Twitter.
It's a shame that it has to still be an issue, but, you know, because I don't think the general public really cares, right? But then, you know, everybody was making the point that if it helps, like, some teenagers and, like, you know, suicide and that sort of thing for kids that are struggling with those kind of issues,
right?
Then if that helps, then sure. Then
and he donated $100,000 to the Trevor Project, which is it provides crisis intervention and suicide prevention. So, yeah, you're right. I mean, it's still ballsy to come out and say it because
you will suffer some discrimination from some people.
Of course. Yeah. There are going to be people that are going to be out to get you and social media. You don't know how your teammates, your teammates are going to react to it. So it's different than it was 20 years ago.
Even less than that. When did Michael Sam come out? The guy from Missouri. He never made it in the NFL.
Mm-hmm.
He was a great college player, at least for a year, had over 20 sacks.
There was
a lot of hype. That drew a lot more attention than this. Like, now it's just, you know, I bet it wouldn't even received headlines if there were, like, a couple of NBA games last night. You know what I mean?
Well, I mean, it's still the top story on ESPN.com.
But I'm saying it was a slow day.
Okay, but I still think it would be, it's still going to be on the front page.
Yeah, you hope it gets to a point where it's not an issue. I mean, because I honestly don't think the public cares, but if it does help kids, and at the end of the day, you want everybody to be comfortable in their own skin, right? So that's probably the most important thing, at least from my perspective.
I wonder how long he wrestled with it, with talking
about
it.
He said that he wanted to talk about it a long time, and now just seemed like the right time.
Yeah.
But I get the sense that, you know, his teammates already knew. You know what I mean? People knew. I don't think.
I'm sure. Some people knew.
Yeah.
He looks. Now, this is just a still photo, Drabby, on ESPN. Doesn't he look like a younger Gronk? He looks
I thought the same exact thing when I saw the ESPN article.
That's just in this still photo, but I mean, there are other pictures where he doesn't look as much, but he looks like Gronk's younger
little bit
brother.
Like Gronk.
Really
I remember him from.
He has a similar body type, too.
Yeah, I remember him from the Hard Knocks. Yep. I think he was one of the guys that was a little more vocal, a little more in the mix there.
Yeah.
Hey, good for him. I'm glad he's happy. I hope it helps some people. But I think at the end of the day, most people don't really care, you know, which is good.
Yeah.
It's kind of where you want to be.
Yeah.
I think.
Doesn't bother me at all. This is kind of a local story. Jalen Twyman, who went to H.D. Woodson here in D.C. and was drafted by the Vikings in the sixth round, was one of several victims. He came back from Minneapolis to visit an aunt here in D.C., and there was some sort of a shooting. He was shot four times. He's not in serious injury, so he's not going to need surgery.
Where was it? This was in D.C.? There was a shooting with a bunch of people?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
There were a bunch of people that were hit. I'm not sure if they arrested anybody yet. I didn't read that far down the story, but he was you know, he's 21, suffered multiple injuries, all exit wounds, and again, no surgery will be needed, but man, that's scary.
He's expected to make a full recovery.
Full recovery, yep.
Yeah, but we got the crime is out of control. I know we don't get political here. We got to figure out the crime issue. It's ridiculous. You guys saw the video that went viral of the guy was in New York City and he had the two kids around him and he was running. He was in Brooklyn, I think.
Mm-hmm.
And then a guy just comes up on him and just starts shooting him, shooting around two kids. I mean, he shouldn't be shooting anybody.
Yeah.
But the guy was basically, you know, taking cover from two little kids. Luckily, he didn't get hit. But we got to figure out this crime issue.
I told you.
Like,
I told you in the first segment about that video in New York City, a guy getting stabbed.
Yeah.
New York City's outrageous right now.
I won't go to New York. Every city's outrageous.
I'm not going to New York. Sorry. I might never go back.
Every city's outrageous.
Well, I mean, not every
right
city.
Now.
I mean,
well,
I know the crime's going up in a lot of cities, but New York.
Well, I think some are worse than others for sure.
Yeah,
but crime's just up everywhere, and I don't know. Like I said, I saw the video of a woman on a, you know, she happened to be Asian, and there's an Asian thing going on, which is weird. They try to light the girl's hair on fire for no reason.
Yeah, people are crazy.
Just bored. All right, so
yesterday was the first day that Major League umpires can start searching hats and belts and hands on Major League pitchers.
Do they have to be told by someone to do it, or they have their own?
I think they have. It's up to them.
It's up to them.
Yeah, they can just go out, you know, like yesterday, DeGrom's pitching for the Braves. And they went out and they searched DeGrom. He showed him his hat. They checked his belt, checked his hands.
Really struggled in the first inning.
Yeah, not having the substances really hurt him.
I saw them list the speed of his pitches, and it was 99, 100, 100, 99, 100. It was absurd.
Well, he threw 70 pitches over five innings, allowed one hit, walked two, no earned runs. His ERA is now down to 0.5. He got the win. He's now 7-2. He's going to win his third Cy Young unless he gets hurt and misses a bunch of time. But so yesterday was the first day. If they find anything on you, they can immediately eject you, and then you're going to serve a 10-game suspension. So these pitchers, I don't think, are going to risk that, especially the ones.
I'm guessing this is just a guess. This is more PR than anything. Maybe not.
What do you mean PR?
But it's just like, oh, yeah, we're cracking down. But the old school guys, kind of like Dusty Baker, mm-hmm. you know, like Dusty's like, I'm not messing with that. That's just going to come back on me. You know what I mean? I'm not going to initiate. And I'm guessing some of the old school umps are just going to let sleeping dogs lie.
Hey, I don't
especially
know.
Especially if it's how the game's been played.
I don't know how that works. I mean, they went out and checked DeGrom, the best pitcher in baseball.
Well, they're making a scene on the first day. But
But it's also a new
rule. Let's see what happens.
It's also a new rule. You know, and
understood,
they've been instructed to search. To
a
make
point
sure.
of emphasis.
Yeah.
But it's just like every year, you know, the hand checking is going to be a point of emphasis, and it is for a week, and then nothing happens. I mean, I don't know.
We'll see.
All
right, so the Nats were off last night. They'll play in Philly tonight. Have they announced Drabby, who's pitching? Is Fetty going tonight?
I haven't seen yet.
I haven't seen, because it says undecided. But, of course, you know, they're starting to cut into – now, the Mets split with the Braves in a doubleheader yesterday. So, you know, they're trying to cut into that lead, and we don't know who's pitching yet. But two in Philly starting tonight, and then four in Miami. And so maybe they can keep the streak going.
And Max is coming back?
I haven't heard when Max is pitching, unless you guys know something I don't.
Well, it was supposed to be a very, very short stint.
Yeah,
it seems like it's bleeding a little longer. Mm-hmm. But, you know, that's
I see a
that's
story
how
says
things...
he's set to come off the IL today.
Okay. So,
well, that
sure
may be – that, is that when he's eligible, or is that when he's actually coming off?
This is a story from Mark Zuckerman 2 days ago. Says Max Scherzer appears to be confident he's ready to come off the injured list mm-hmm. as soon as he becomes eligible, which mm-hmm. 2 days ago leads to today.
Okay. Well, maybe mm-hmm. he'll pitch
threw
soon.
Off the bullpen mound in between games of Saturday's doubleheader, so he was throwing.
His injury is less scary than Strauss's.
Oh yeah,
his was just like a tug to groin. That sound like they were being very cautious with Strauss. Just, I mean, you got a nerve issue. You just have no idea when that will heal.
By the way,
calm down.
Big shocker. We were talking about. We did more Diamondbacks talk yesterday than we've ever done.
Because well, you
they,
did.
I did. Because they had lost 17 straight.
I mean, that's an incredible streak.
Look, you can be a horrible team and luck box your way into
a win.
I mean,
the Orioles, I think, lost 21 to start a season 1 year.
Yeah.
Which was just dreadful.
And I think they had a stretch this year where they lost about 13 in a row.
Right.
All right, so bad teams can lose a bunch in a row, but 17's outrageous. And they've, before last night, they had lost 40 of 45. Ponder that number. 40 out of 45. But we talked about it, and I told Drabby, I said, you know, with this money he's gifted from that guy Steve, I said, just play the Brewers because you got to bet against the D-backs. I don't know if he did or not, but the D-backs snapped their 17-game losing streak last night. 5-1, they beat the Brewers, and Merrill Kelly gets the win. It's just one of those things where you go, how does a team lose that many in a row? And, I mean, it's not a bad lineup. They got some pretty good hitters. Now, their pitching's poopy. But, again, you should be able to just win a few games here and there. But they snapped their 17-game losing streak, beat the Brewers 5-1.
Good. Didn't you D-backs. Go against it yesterday?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I did.
See, those things always scream out at me, do theory. Stay away.
Well, think about this. If you had done the do theory for the last 12 games.
You lost 15, right?
Yeah, yeah. You'd lose all your money.
But no, I'm saying when they're in the middle of that, I almost got to stay away.
What about your double up theory, Jason? Remember you used to do the double up theory?
Oh, yeah. I don't do that anymore. I used to do that at the blackjack table.
Right.
Yeah. And that's
well, that is the classic error 101. You know, I mean, you'll hit big a couple times, and then just take one time, and it'll literally felt you.
Yes.
Like, and you'll have to sell your house.
Well, yeah, you could lose 8 or 10 in a row or 12 in a row, and I've done that.
Yeah.
And you've got no money left, and you're boarding a plane. You're getting on a plane from Vegas. You're going home early.
Sports Page brought to you by Impress Technology, an SBA-certified hub zone solution provider, and Dell Federal Partner. Coming up next, how many times is too many in a day? We'll get to that here on the Junkies.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Welcome back. Junkies on 106.7 The Fan. We are live on NBC Sports watching. Our pal Rick Snyder, columnist for 106.7 The Fan, is going to jump on at 7 o'clock. A lot to get into with him. But I saw this story yesterday, and it's pretty incredible. So there's a show called Love Island. I've never seen it. Mm-hmm. There's a million of those type of shows.
But like Cakes dating, has seen it.
Dating shows, reality
I used to watch Temptation
shows.
Island.
Yeah, Temptation Island. I think they brought that back.
Uh-huh.
It's on USA. I logged a little time with it, and it's come back. I don't know.
And what's the premise of Love Island?
I'm guessing it's like kind of
like 10
young,
strangers.
Attractive, yeah. Good-looking people, and then they try and hook up. But I've never watched it. I don't know the exact premise. You're gonna have me look it up now.
All right.
But the point
I can only
is,
imagine.
Right. It's a reality show. I think it's a British reality show.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the stars of the show talked about her sexuality.
Mm-hmm.
And she claims she likes to get it in some form or another, 8 times a day.
How
8 times
she,
a day.
Is she in her mid-20s? Mid to late 20s, maybe?
Yeah, I didn't look up her age. I saw a picture of her. She's very attractive. Yeah, probably mid to late 20s.
Okay. I don't know how she could do that. I don't know what guy could keep up with her, but okay.
Well, I don't know.
No,
that she
she's
said
saying
that
a lot of that's
guy.
By herself.
Okay,
yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, she said basically she wakes up, does it. She said goes to the toilet, which I think really means the bathroom, like British, yeah. Right? When mm-hmm. they say toilets, bathroom.
Yeah.
That's number two, and just goes down the list.
So in other words, anytime she comes in contact or is with that area, that she's going to get one in.
It almost seems like it's anytime she has free time, right?
Well, who has that much free time?
She's an addict. She's a sex addict.
She's an addict for sure. And
but that's also a way, like, I'm so cynical that I believe she's just making it up because you get clicks, right? She's in that world where if you generate a story, you're going to have more people checking out your Instagram. And if more people check out your Instagram, you're going to make more money.
Okay. I'd almost pay her to do that 56 times in a week. I would almost pay her. Just to see.
To see if she could do it.
Yeah. 56 well,
she
times.
Could, she could always fake it. She could probably fake half of them.
Right. But I mean, who's going to even want to do that?
Oh, but so she has, EB, I'm telling you, she's making it up. You know, maybe she's very sexual and does it a couple times a day. But it says she's some sort of a model. She's 22 years old from Scotland.
All right.
And she has an Instagram and she has the old OnlyFans.
Right. Well, you know what? That could be it because if people are, in fact, paying her, then, okay, that actually makes sense. Because if people are paying you and they're tipping you to get after it, right?
No, I don't. No, that's not. She's not putting on like a cam show on Instagram.
Well, that's what it sounds like.
No. She's an OnlyFans model. She's probably promoting her OnlyFans, which is going to get her more money. And she's smart and knows that salacious stories like this get people sized.
Mm-hmm.
But from what I'm reading, it sounds like she's having sex 8 times a day, not just herself. She's talking about her partners, and she doesn't feed off looks. I feed off energy. I need someone with personality.
I told you, they don't care about looks. I don't know.
See, I don't know what guy could keep up with her, even a guy who's
by
in
the way,
his
that's
early
the biggest
20s.
Lie in the world. Oh, doesn't feed off looks.
Oh, of course, yeah. I don't think it's one guy, from what I'm
okay,
picking
all
up
right,
on.
All right.
So I'm on an island. I'm the only one that thinks the girls don't care that much about looks.
No, I think. Guess.
No, I'm with you.
I'm sure they do. I don't think you have to be.
You got to have a reasonable look.
Right, right.
But after that, once they're dating you, they don't care, you know, if you just, you know, get a big belly.
Sometimes it blows me away when guys spend like a ton of money on clothes where they have to have, and maybe I'm just getting older, like the nicest outfit. And I always think, women don't care about that. They just want you to look relatively nice.
And they want you to be nice to them.
They want you to be nice. They want you to be funny.
Yeah, and pay attention to them. They want you off your phone.
Go out to dinner and have fun.
Yeah, exactly.
You know what? I want to see the last 8 guys she's banged. I bet you none of them have less than a 4-pack.
Of course. She's a model. She's dating good-looking guys. But the 8 times a day thing, it made me think, maybe EB, you were there. I remember when we celebrated Stumper's 50th birthday a couple years ago over at MGM National Harbor. And I won't out him specifically, but we had a buddy who you know, who you went to school with, who was bragging that he had just snuck in 4 in 24 hours because his wife was like out of town and he never has like that opportunity.
Mm. Oh, I mean, I just think that's impossible. I think it's physically
it's not impossible.
Well, it is for me. On this side of the table, it's impossible.
Well, you know, it's funny
so
that you
mentioned. So you're basically saying if you hit skins in the morning, you'd be capable. When would you think you'd be capable of round 2? You could do it at lunch?
Probably
you could do it at lunch.
3 weeks.
It's ridiculous. You could definitely do it at lunch.
Well, look, at my age now,
he's saying his interest level.
When I was 21, okay, it's a little different. But certainly not at 51. No chance. Couldn't happen.
I'm definitely capable.
Couldn't happen, won't happen.
I'm definitely capable.
Of course. I don't know how you
No, are. Because there's not
I've
enough.
I've proven that.
No, there's because there's not enough time in the day. I know Eric is like me, where he likes to search. He gets sized for the search.
Yeah.
Where you like to find the perfect genre.
Well,
perfect,
there's a buildup. There's a buildup.
Yes, the perfect type
there's
of
There's a romance.
Yeah, you like to romance yourself.
Yeah. Well, if it takes you 45 minutes to an hour in terms of doing it and also finding it, because finding it is part of it.
No, of course. It's always the chase.
Yeah, you're not going to have 5 hours like free in a day.
Do you feel like you have a eureka moment?
Oh, kind definitely.
Kind really? Of.
Yeah, it's like you discover gold.
Yeah,
it's like
you find that one unearthed gem you haven't seen before.
Parker Schnabel. You just found a big nugget of gold.
Exactly.
that 20-minute clip.
There's nothing that stinks worse than clicking on something that you think you haven't seen before, and then it pops up, and you're like, oh, I've seen that one a million times. That's terrible.
You haven't said this. You haven't told the routine in years, but for those that haven't heard, can you give your old JanSport routine where you would like close your eyes?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, it's kind of embarrassing. I get kids sleeping like across the street, but or across the hall. But I told you I didn't like. I'd like to be surprised. So
this
is
the area of videotapes.
Right.
VHS.
I would just close my eyes, bury my hand in the backpack, and then it'd be surprised. Close my eyes, feel for the VCR, throw it in there, and then just be surprised.
But if you grab the same one from the day before, you throw it back in there and do another
search. Immediately hit eject.
Yeah.
There's no better feeling in the world than when you type in your normal search and then you see the new videos that pop up. There's no better feeling in the world.
That's the best feeling in the world.
Best feeling in the world.
It's better than the hole in one.
It's up there.
Yeah. Hey, it's funny. Just while we're on this topic, I might as well bring the story up that I saw that went viral. There's a woman who claims her Tinder date is trying to sue her after she refused to hit skins with him because of his bad hygiene. So apparently, he served her with papers. He's accusing her of breach of a verbal contract. I guess they had set up that they were going to hit skins, right? Mm-hmm. It's classic Tinder situation, I guess. And she shows up, and the dude, she's all of a sudden, they're getting ready to get after it. The dude smells, and then she notices literally skid marks in underwear.
Oh.
And so, I mean, you want to talk about the worst deal breaker in history. So, of course.
Well, isn't AWOD's mom a lawyer?
Yes. So immediately, she rolls out.
Yeah.
And then he sues her for breach of contract, or at least he threatens.
He's an idiot.
He is an idiot.
First of all, clean yourself up if you got a girl coming over. What are you doing? I mean, seriously, what a moron. If that's true, he's a moron.
I mean, honestly.
He's part of the 90%.
I understand that's happened to people, you know, in your lifetime. But do you think that happens to some people regularly?
Sure.
Maybe if you're just clueless.
No,
but
if
you know you got a girl, especially if it's a Tinder setup, you got a girl coming over to the pad, you should shower for 35 minutes before she comes
right
over.
Right. You want to present yourself in a good way.
Right.
But I'm just saying, on average, what percentage of times when guys throw their underwear in the hamper, do they leave evidence?
I don't know.
I'm going to say.
Who knows?
I don't know. Every few years? I mean, is that something that happens to some guys every time?
Sure.
Like Valdez. I imagine Valdez is probably
What if the girl comes over and has that issue?
That
probably never happens.
Yeah. You just ruined it.
I just ruined it.
Well, now I just think.
I know. I'm just saying. What do you think? Do you think it happens? It's possible.
By the way, there
are some dirty people in this world.
He's never even pondered that for a woman.
Have you noticed the fruit flies in here?
Yes, they were flying around earlier.
I mean,
yes.
Can we get the Orkin man in here or something?
We got fruit fly traps. They're not really.
Yeah, somebody said you're supposed to put like vinegar or something.
You put a little bowl of vinegar right over here, and it'll probably kill them all.
They get size for the vinegar.
Dr. Roger.
Talk
to Roger. Roger can solve it. You look at him and you think, maybe not be able to solve this one. But he always hooks it.
All right, so what's a topic with Rick Snyder next, Drabby?
Well, Ron Rivera talked to John Keim about if Taylor bridged the gap between him and Fitzpatrick during minicamp. And I think he had an interesting response. And we could talk to Rick about that as well.
Okay.
Nice.
All right, Rick Snyder next here on The Fan.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.